Welcome to The Happy Eater with your host, Martita Robinson. This is a podcast for conscious women overcoming binge eating disorder. Learn tried and true spiritual principles for healing so that you can experience freedom around food and live life happy. Quick disclaimer. I'm not a licensed therapist or a doctor. The information that I cover here is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. If you need medical advice, please talk to your medical professional. All right, let's get started. Hi there, beauty. How's your day going? I hope it's going well. And if it's not going well, I really hope that you're striving for presence, really working on relaxing and letting go. The more that you can relax, the more you sit into self and to spirit. And the more you sit into spirit, the more you heal. So remember that. Relax through the cravings, relax through the negativity, relax through life, okay? So I'm just sitting in my sister's kitchen. We are looking for a house. We've been staying with my sister. We're looking for, I want to stay in a loft. I love the city life feel, and a loft just feels city to me. So we've been house hunting or loft hunting. But that's pretty much my day, just looking for somewhere to reside. Today, I wanted to talk about filters. And I'm talking about like photo filters or even just filters in life. So we're going to talk about filters. Now, I love using Snapchat. And if you don't know about Snapchat, you should download it because it's so much fun. I absolutely love it. It's a great way to just share pictures between people without actually taking pictures. So like, you know, when you take a picture, the picture goes onto your camera and it's in your photos, and then you have like a million pictures and you don't take so many different pictures because it's going to be there or you'll have to delete them. But with Snapchat, it's different. It's like you can just take stupid pictures and send them to your friends. So kind of like, and not stupid, but pictures that you wouldn't keep on your phone or like keep in a collection, like a picture of a cup of coffee or something. Snapchat is great because you're sharing moments with friends. Like, you know, I'm having a cup of coffee at Starbucks. I take a picture of Starbucks and, you know, the coffee, and I send it out and say good morning or something. And it's like pictures you wouldn't keep. So I love it. But one of the things that I really love about Snapchat is their filters. They have so many different fun filters, you know, just really fun ones and ones that really make you look beautiful. It's kind of like they have some type of program or whatever that just takes every single perceived flaw from you and just smooths everything out. Like you just went to a makeup artist and I mean, a legit makeup artist, like you go to the mall, you know, you go to a MAC counter and they do your makeup. So I love the filters. They're fun. You know, every time I use one of the filters, I'm like, wow, I'm so beautiful. And then I realize every time I say that is I need to feel that beautiful without the filter, right? Because the filter is just like a cover up. So I just wanted to talk about filters because allowing external factors or making it so that external factors are what's allowing you to feel beautiful, I'm not going to say that it's wrong because we all feel beautiful when we put makeup on, right? Or if we wear an outfit that we love. But real feeling beautiful is an inner thing. It's an inside thing. And you can feel it too. Like yesterday I was at Starbucks and this couple walks in. Well, they were walking out actually, and they had stopped to talk to somebody. And I looked at this couple and I was like, oh my God, they're so beautiful. And it was from their vibe. It was the inside of them just shining. You know, they were just standing tall. It was like just inside stuff, happiness. Like, you can always tell the difference, right? You always know if somebody, you know, the feeling that you get off of somebody has a lot to do about how they feel within themselves. And I can always tell how people feel about themselves when I look at them. Like, there's just the energy is there of what they feel. And to me, really stepping into spirit and stepping into sacred self is how you shine. So when you use the filters in your life, like makeup or clothing or, you know, Snapchat or even Instagram, because Instagram has filters too, right? Feel that beauty about yourself. When you feel good from a filter, work on using that filter in your life without the filter. So, you know, when you put your makeup on, let's just say with your makeup, you feel beautiful. Keep that energy, like stay in that energy. And then the next day when you don't have makeup, bring that energy up. Bring that energy up, that beautiful feeling. You can do that just by nurturing it. And the way you nurture it is kind of like just the same with presence. You settle into self. You settle into self because self sees you through the eyes of perfection. Perfect. Pure love, pure peace, pure beauty. And you can even work on that by saying, I want to see myself the way Source sees me. I want to see through the eyes of Source today. And before you put your makeup on, look in the mirror and tell yourself, I want to see through the eyes of Source. Let me see myself the way Spirit sees me. And then just settle in. Really let yourself relax. Let yourself let go. Take some breaths, some cleansing breaths, and just settle in to who you are. Without the filter. Without the filter. I'm not saying filters are bad. I love, you know, I like to use color in my clothes, in my face. I like to change things up and take care of myself. But my point is that feeling should be there always. Always. Because that's how you really stand into your power. You know, really spending your day standing tall and feeling good about yourself is going to change your actions. You change your actions with how you feel. If you're, you know, you can even have an experiment, just like stand up, and if you're slouched, notice the energy there. The energy is kind of like down and stagnant. Whereas if you stand up tall, shoulders back, head up, automatically there's a shift in the energy. And if you notice that, you can see how easily you can shift your own energy without external forces, without filters. Just stand up tall. And when you stand up tall, remind yourself that you are spirit and that you have power within you. And let yourself settle into that. In between the moments where you don't know what to eat because you're just, you know, you're unsure, or you don't, you know, you're going to binge, or you have binged and you feel crappy about it. Or those moments where the day just doesn't seem to be going well. Hey, come here. My 2-year-old just walked in the room. So those days, you know, you want to stand tall and stand into power, you know? Be spirit so that you can see yourself through spirit's eyes. No filters needed. Really tap into the energy. Make it an exercise to tap into the energy of Source every single day. Relax into spirit, relax into spirit, relax into spirit. Let yourself feel the way your anchor feels, the way you feel inside of yourself, the sacred, the divine. This is important in success and moving forward in all areas of your life, with mental health, spiritual health, physical health, all of that matters. It's important that you just embody yourself, like embody yourself, your sacred self. Let yourself shine. So that's my exercise for today. The next time that you put some makeup on or you get dressed in an outfit that makes you feel really good, sit in that energy for as long as you can. Just sit in that energy of feeling beautiful. And then when you take the clothes off, stand tall and keep with that energy. Move that energy forward. Move that energy forward into the next moment. And the next morning when you wake up, get up, have your morning drink or breakfast, and just stand tall. You hear the birds? My sister has doves. Stand tall. Really stand tall. And let that energy come back, because it's all energy. And filters are not permanent. Filters change. Filters change. And if you're going to depend on a filter to feel a certain way, then you can forget about it. You're going to be back and forth, rocky, you know, like a storm. But if you can sit in stillness and the sacred within you, and bring that energy forth of source, of who you are, then you'll be unstoppable, girl. Unstoppable. Powerful beyond measure. Thank you for listening today. If you'd like to find out more information about the Happy Eater or to get personalized help, go to www.thehappyeater.us.